The project is part of an overall $225 million makeover across the utility's 460,000 customer service area. According to spokesman Jeff Rogers, the current system is well beyond retirement age.
Well, there is a very sophisticated underground network in downtown Pensacola. Parts of it are 70 years old. They've been well maintained and updated, but it is time for a complete overhaul.
The project aims to improve reliability and redundancy and allow room for growth as the area itself grows. Gulf Power is working with the city to set up logistics.
As we go under streets and under sidewalks and coordinating with traffic, et cetera, to make sure that this is done right. And it's being very well planned. And I think what we'll see at the end of this massive project is even increased reliability.
Roger says the downtown area will have the same smart grid generating and distribution gear that's already installed across much of the area from Pensacola to just east of Tallahassee.
Self-healing mechanisms like reclosers that can detect faults and make corrections without even having to send a crew out, and a lot of communications equipment that are going to be added there. Most importantly, a lot of the older conductor in some places is cracking and kind of deforming, and so all that will be replaced.
They came to us. They let us know that they had a lot of infrastructure in the downtown area that they needed to replace, to upgrade, and we certainly agree with them that it's important for the future growth of the city.
Eric Olson is Pensacola City Administrator.
Of course, we always don't want them cutting into our newly resurfaced streets or sidewalks, so we have a lot of discussion with them on how to do that in a way that they restore it back.
Lessons learned during the repaving project, says Olson, will be applied to keeping downtown businesses advised on the upcoming Gulf Power project.
We would send out a letter in 2 weeks in advance, and then a day before the actual work was being done, the contractors went door to door. We found out that, as in most things, if you just try to communicate up front. Certainly they don't like the disruption, but they understand that they're going to be better off.
Since most of the system targeted for replacement is underground, some of the incoming equipment will be more resilient to flooding. Gulf Power's Jeff Rogers says part of the design process is studying other utilities, such as the other ones under parent firm Southern Company, to come up with the best plan.
We definitely do share a lot of best practices, and we hire really, really smart engineers that figure out how to do this thing the smart way, cost effectively, for longevity, to make it last a long time, and of course we want the most in reliability.
This is the second round of work by Gulf Power downtown. Crews last summer replaced and consolidated a number of utility poles with some overhead line crossings and transformers removed for aesthetics and more efficiency.
It seems like we're constantly updating our system, and that's what you get when you're a company that's nearly 100 years old, and every year we're updating substations and transmission lines. And you know, the reliability numbers are the proof in the pudding, and our reliability has increased sharply since undertaking a lot of these needed improvements.
When the project is complete, City Administrator Eric Olson hopes it sends a message to everyone about growth in downtown Pensacola.
If you're thinking about coming into downtown, you're a business or you're a resident, that you know you've got a reliable, robust, upgraded electrical infrastructure, and that's a selling point for anybody who's looking at our area.
Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.